This National News Edition originates from VK1WIA and is rebroadcast throughout Australia and around the world under a common licence published on the WIA website. This WIA National News Service is copyright to the Wireless Institute of Australia, and rebroadcast is authorised only under the provisions of that common licence. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Cleave, VK8ZZ.
From Australia, this is the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
In WIA National News this week, we'll take a look at the RD contest results, VI8 POL, the Police Special Event Station, and check in with Grant, VK5GR, for the OCDX contest. From Sydney, VK2COD and Youth, Darwin VK8ZZ and the Dark's new repeater. Now first, a reminder on this afternoon, Sunday the 14th special event with Angelo. But wait, there's more, much, much more, in this 30-minute edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia for week commencing Sunday, September 14. And I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
This is the best news you'll get in 30 minutes. VK1WIA, the 30-minute compact.
Hello everyone, this is Angelo, VK2NWT, WIA Affiliated Clubs Coordinator. Now this is just a quick note to remind all affiliated club presidents that the WIA webinar will be held this afternoon commencing at 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. The webinar, hosted by WIA President Scott Williams, along with several presenters, will discuss the range of topics on the meeting agenda, informing those clubs of just some of the many items that the WIA is actively working on for all amateurs in Australia. The webinar is a great platform for affiliated clubs to come together, and I strongly encourage presidents to attend and benefit your respective club. Due to the large number of affiliated clubs, we can only invite one member from each club to attend. Invitations to register for the webinar were sent out via email earlier this week to all affiliated club presidents. And to those attending, I would strongly recommend that you log on to the webinar a few minutes prior to the starting time to ensure an orderly start for all. The webinar should run for approximately 1.5 hours. If for some reason you have not received the link to attend the webinar, then please contact me as soon as possible via email at clubs@nationaloffice.wia.org.au. For VK1WIA National News, this is Angelo, VK2NWT.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Hello. Leading this week's international news, the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters is advocating for a new band plan giving space to single sideband on 30 metres. Following the lead of the amateur band plan in place here in Australia, the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters is recommending the establishment of a new 10 kHz wide subband for SSB on 30 metres. This change would divide the CW-only band in half, giving it 20 kHz at the bottom of the band. Digital mode operators would get 20 kHz of spectrum, double their current allocation, at the top of the band. Sideband's proposed 10 kHz would be found between 10.120 and 10.130 MHz. With SSB operation already legal in New Zealand, the association notes that only the approval of this revised band plan stands in the way of the change taking place. The proposal is for this to occur on a 12-month trial basis, with a review to take place in the final months. Hams in India who received an amateur radio licence in paper form are being required to replace those certificates with a digital licence from a web-based portal of the Department of Telecommunications. There is no application fee for the process, which provides amateurs with a QR code authenticated certificate. This is the equivalent of the amateur radio booklets that have been issued manually with paper certificates until December 31st, 2019. In early 2020, India began issuing all new and renewed amateur radio certificates digitally. The telecommunication rules of 2024 now require the holders of the older paper certificates to use the digital web-based portal as well. Failure to migrate will mean that when the licence expires, it cannot be renewed. Four research volunteers will soon participate in NASA's year-long simulation of a Mars mission inside a habitat at the agency's Johnson Space Center in Houston. This mission will provide NASA with foundational data for human exploration of the Moon, Mars and beyond. Ross Elder, Ellen Ellis, Matthew Montgomery and James Spicer enter into the 1,700-square-foot Mars Dune Alpha habitat on Sunday, October 19, to begin their mission. The team will live and work like astronauts for 378 days, concluding their mission on October 31, 2026. Emily Phillips and Laura Marie serve as the mission's alternate crew members for this Houston event. The RSGB has responded to a further Ofcom consultation, which would see new users sharing spectrum within the 2.3 GHz amateur band. The latest proposals would enable a new class of short-notice outdoor deployments in the 2320 to 2340 MHz range for up to 14 days at a time. In its response, the RSGB has taken the opportunity to highlight strong concerns regarding the UK amateur weak signal segment at 2320 MHz. This follows earlier Ofcom proposals last year for indoor use only in this frequency range. An enthusiastic team of operators felt swept away by the challenge of their recent Islands on the Air expedition to the Pajaro's rocks off the Chilean coast. Then something else was swept away, almost all of their equipment. A Honda generator, an IC7000, seven bandpass filters, two multi-band antennas, a 500-watt amplifier. This equipment and more are all gone now from the rock where the team on IOTA number SA100 began operating on the 18th of August as three Golf 1 Papa. Ocean swells, considered the worst seen in 5 years, forced Cesar, Victor Echo 3, Lima Yankee Charlie, and Philippe, X-ray Quebec 7, India Romeo, and Johan, Papa Alpha 3, Echo X-ray, X-ray, to be evacuated by the Chilean Coast Guard 3 days later. Wearing wetsuits, the hams swam to the rescuers' boats, eyeing the carefully packed up equipment they had to leave behind on the rock. Already they were making plans to return for its retrieval. Sea conditions prevented anyone from gaining access to the rock again until the 26th of August. Afterward, the team wrote on their website, "Very bad news. There is absolutely nothing there except for the beam antenna that we left anchored, which has been damaged." They believe that all else was swept away by the sea. To see the team's daily blog detailing their challenges, follow the link in this week's 30-minute WIA National News. I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. This weekend, ARRL EME contest. Contest objective, to work as many amateur stations as possible via the Earth-Moon-Earth path on any authorised amateur frequency above 50 MHz. The contest exchanges the station's four-digit maidenhead grid square locator. The grid square also serves as the score multiplier. Analog stations may optionally send a signal report in any mutually understood format if station size or propagation prohibit grid squares from being exchanged. Also on this weekend, the Virtual Europe DXSSB contest Saturday and Sunday. SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Oceania DXOCDX contest.
This is Grant, VK5 Golf Romeo, on behalf of the Oceania DX contest committee. It's that time of year again, as we are only 19 days away from the start of the biggest Oceania-focused DX contest of the year. The 82nd Oceania DX contest will once more be run on the first two weekends of October, with the phone contest starting at 0600 hours UTC on Saturday the 4th of October, running for 24 hours, and the CW contest starting from 0600 UTC Saturday the 11th of October, also running for 24 hours. Whether you're a newcomer or a seasoned contester, or only have a modest station, the 2025 contest should be another exciting event thanks to the current peak in the solar cycle. The focus of this contest is on promoting HF contacts between stations in Oceania and the rest of the world. For operators outside the region, it's a chance to work many Oceania stations, from remote Pacific Islands to the outback of Australia and the jungles of Indonesia. For Oceania-based operators, it's a fantastic opportunity to make lots of DX QSOs as stations from the rest of the world turn their beams towards Oceania searching for you. 2025 is the 82nd birthday of the contest. Formerly known as the VKDX contest and later the VKZL contest, this event was first run from 1935 through to 1938 and was then restarted in 1948 after the war. The contest has grown into a signature event for operators across Oceania and around the world, combining DX excitement, technical capability and operating skills. So, save the dates in your calendar, warm up the rig, tune up your antennas and brush up your operating skills, and come along and join amateurs across the globe in October to make this another amazing OCDX contest party. See you all on the air. 73s from Grant, VK5GR.
The OCDX contest is Oceania's only international-style contest. Yoda Contest, December. The Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club are hosting the inaugural VK Yoda Contest the entire month of December. Ahead of when I open the DX window, Alan.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, with the Remembrance Day contest results. VK7 once again takes out state honours with an impressive 40 logs submitted and a total score of 10,859 points. VK3 was the closest rival, submitting 38 logs and a score of 5,436 points. In all, 186 logs were received in total, including 5 paper logs, one of which was not identifiable. Congratulations go to the following individual winners. For Single-Op Phone, VK7 Tango Whiskey, Single-Op CW, VK2 Golf Romeo, Single-Op Mixed, VK5 Lima Juliet, Single-Op Phone QRP, VK7 Charlie, Single-Op CW QRP, VK3 Victor Bravo, Single-Op Mixed QRP, VK2 India Oscar, Multi-1, Victor Kilo 4 Mike with VK4 Tango Sierra and myself, Multi 2, Victor Lima 4R with VK4 Delta India and VK4 Zulu Delta. The best rookie this year was VK3 Golf Charlie Delta from the Single-Op Phone section. This year, I've introduced a youth section to recognise and encourage youth participation. We had 3 entrants, and in order of their scores, we have a Victor Kilo 3 Juliet Foxtrot Romeo with 154 points from the Single-Op CW category, VK4 Oscar Tango Zulu with 104 points from the Single-Op Phone category, and VK4 India Kilo Zulu with 57 points from the Single-Op Phone category. Well done all, and I hope to see you again next year. There were no rule changes necessary, as this is something I was doing as manager, and I encourage other contest managers to do the same to foster youth entrance. Certificates for first, second and third placings will be sent from the WIA. For those who did not supply names and addresses in your log, you can pick yours up from the PDF downloads available on the RD contest page, along with a full report of winners and statistics. VKLogChecker.com also has all of the winners, along with graphs of run rates and scoring, soapbox comments and other statistics. A bit of feedback on the Cabrillo log file that is required showed that some people think it's a very special file. Cabrillo is the name given to the layout of information within a text file. Nothing special, just the information and QSO format needed to be compatible with computer checking. Many thanks to everyone for their input, their logs and contributions to make this another successful contest. Best 73s, this is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
Thanks, Alan. Now the desk window to the world. Special event call VIA-POL will be on air from Saturday 13th September to Monday 29th September 2025 to celebrate the 8th Annual National Police Week in Australia.
National Police Week 2025 is a celebration of our nation's police. National Police Week includes National Police Remembrance Day, held on Monday the 29th of September 2025. It is a day dedicated to honouring and remembering police officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty. This day serves as a tribute to their bravery, dedication and ultimate sacrifice in the pursuit of public safety and justice. It is also a time to remember police officers who have lost their lives through illness or other circumstances. Sadly, a total of 829 police officers have been killed on duty in Australia. In the last few weeks, we've sadly seen the death of two police officers in Victoria. VI8POL will be on air on the HF bands on sideband and the digital modes. The station will also be operated from significant police historical sites in South Australia. QSL is via VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra. More information on VI8POL can be found on QRZ.com. Thanks for listening, 73 Paul VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra.
Thanks, Paul. A52G, Kingdom of Bhutan. Gerben, PG5M will be active as A25G from Dochula. At 3,100 metres above sea level in Bhutan. Operation will be on 40 to 10 metres, perhaps some 6 metres, with CW, and some FT8 on dates plus or minus a day or so, October 3 to 9. 80th anniversary of the Technical University of Sofia, operating Special Event Station LZ80TUS. On the air now, 1 through December 24th. 8K3 EXPO is on the air until October 13, 1.8 MHz to 10 GHz. This event marks the first time a call sign has been established with the 8K prefix and draws attention to the Osaka World Expo. For WIA National News, I'm Felix VK 4FUQ Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, ARDF. 22nd World Championships of Amateur Radio Direction Finding, or ARDF, was held on August the 16th to 22 in Lithuania. Overall, the championships featured over 300 athletes from 25 nations, a strong showing on the international ARDF stage. And now to adventure groups. Don't forget that the VKFF National Get-Together will be October the 24th to 27th in Canberra. And Sid ZS5AYC and Adele ZS5APT are pleased to announce that after much behind-the-scenes work with SOTA UK, Lesotho is now registered as a SOTA society from September the 1st. With 103 registered peaks, this promises to be an exciting addition to amateur radio on the African continent, as well as worldwide for chasers. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW. Canadian Straight Key Month is on the air. Hearing C, S, K and M in Morse? What you're hearing is a CW operator in one of Canada's provinces who are taking part in the Canadian Straight Key Month of the Straight Key Century Club. The event has eliminated the use of special call signs. Now hams will be heard calling CQ, C, S, K, M, followed by their own call sign. According to the SKCC website, the change was made to make it easier for everyone to enjoy the event, which runs through to the end of September. Operators who work at least six different provinces are eligible for a special downloadable award. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Digital. The Darwin Amateur Radio Club advise they have acquired an ICOM 70cm D-Star repeater under the recent ICOM repeater grant program. It has been commissioned and operates as VK8RTE.
The repeater has been on test for the last month and performance is better than has been expected, with excellent coverage throughout Greater Darwin area and stretching to the fringe rural areas of Darwin. It is not yet housed in its home location as we are still awaiting the allocation of a static IP address and various ports to be opened. The repeater operates on 438.1 MHz with a 7 MHz down offset, digital voice mode only. It is connected to reflector 023 Charlie from 0600 hours through 1600 hours Central Standard Time daily and reverts to reflect the 91 Charlie from 1600 hours to 2100 hours Central Standard Time daily. The Darwin Amateur Radio Club operates a D-Star digital net on Thursday nights at 2000 hours Central Standard Time, on the repeater BK8RTE, and also on Reflector 91 Charlie. The club callsign is the net control station as VK8DA. D-Star users are encouraged to join the Thursday night net and say hi to some VK8 stations. The club has been in discussions with ICOM about the list of repeaters available as a download from their website. They have acknowledged that the list is well out of date. Clubs and individuals who operate D-Star repeaters are encouraged to update their details on the Australian D-Star information page at the link in the text edition of this broadcast. This information will be provided to ICOM to update their database records and consequently their radios.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. ISRO and India's Prime Minister recently shared updated objectives for the country's space program over the next decade and a half, with the ultimate goal of a crewed domestic moon landing by 2040. A key change is the way ISRO will send astronauts to the moon. Rumoured, but now confirmed, LMLV will be India's new heavy-lift moon rocket, ostensibly replacing, but likely an evolution of, the out-of-favour and somewhat underpowered NGLV. LMLV is slated to be ready by 2035. And as NASA's Artemis program trundles onwards at the blazing pace of a disused and very rusty crawler transporter, the next mission on the list is gradually coming into focus. This will be the first crewed mission, a flyby of the moon, following in the footsteps of 1968's Apollo 8 mission. As a part of this effort, NASA is looking for volunteers who will passively track the Orion capsule and its crew of four as it makes its way around the moon during its 10-day mission before returning to Earth. Because Artemis 2 will be on a free return trajectory, it will not be orbiting the moon, unlike Apollo 8's crew, who made 10 lunar orbits. Incidentally, Apollo 8's crew included James Lovell, who'd go on to fly the troubled Apollo 13 mission. Hopefully, the Artemis astronauts will be spared that level of in-space excitement. The Japan Amateur Satellite Association, or JAMSAT, has announced progress in its development of an open-source multi-mode linear transponder for amateur radio on CubeSats. The project is called Blueberry Jam. The international team working on the project believes it will have a model available by the middle of 2026 and hopes to make it available to satellite developers and universities where CubeSats are being prepared for flight. According to a report by AMSAT News, Blueberry Jam will support linear operation and will have the potential for delay modes, data handling, and other digital capabilities. Because of the project's fully open-source design, the ham radio community can expect to have access to design documents and details about the transponder's development. The ultimate goal is to have up to 10 spacecraft in flight with the transponder on board. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. WE9GKH2, Guam, OC026. Work RIC, WE9G, operating as WE9GKH2 from Guam, IOTA number OC026. RIC is on the air until the 26th of September as a single operator using two radios. His activation will be mostly digital modes with some CW and SSB, 160 to 6 metres. And one for next year's IOTA diary. TX9XG on Rangiroa Atoll, OC066. Haru, JA1XGI, has announced that he will be active from Rangiroa Atoll, French Polynesia, OC066, as TX9XG during April the 1st to 8th, 2026. He plans to QRV on 40 to 10 metres, CW, SSB, RTTY and FT8 using the new IC7300 Mark II. QSL TX9 XG via Haru's home call, which is JA1 XGI, using OQRS club log, and H44MS on Malayata Island in the Solomons, OC047. Bernard, H44MS will be active from Manakwai Village, nearby Malulu, northern Malaita Island, covering the period September 20th to November 25th, then a small break, followed by more activity next year from January 25th to April 10th. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers, YOTA, youngsters on the air. ARRL VEC Youth Licence Test Fee, only $5.
Thank you, Bruce. Our young friends in the USA who are under 18 years old can earn their initial technician licence or upgrade a licence through the ARRL VEC Volunteer Examiner Coordinator Program for only $5. The ARRL Youth Licensing Grant Program has been in effect since 2022. It covers the one-time $35 application fee for the new licensed candidates younger than 18 years old who sit for tests administered under the ARRL VEC program. Then their $35 FCC application fee will be reimbursed after the ARRL VEC receives the completed reimbursement form and the new license has been issued by the FCC. Additionally, candidates younger than 18 years old pay a reduced exam fee of $5 to the ARRL VEC V team at the time of the exam. Proof under 18 status is required at the session. The program is sponsored by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in the United States. I think the St. George Amateur Radio Society have something similar here in VK. If any VK clubs do support YOTAs this way, please write into our news team and I will spread the word. And remember to join the VK YOTA contest in December. For WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2COD in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. The Hurricane Watch Net celebrates its 60th anniversary of providing critical communication support to the USA's National Hurricane Center and communities impacted by hurricanes. As Hurricane Betsy was pummeling the Caribbean on Labor Day weekend 1965, a ham radio operator started hearing calls for information from operators in the Bahamas. Jerry Murphy, K8YUW, sprang into action. He began relaying surface data and storm conditions to help those in the path. That first net paved the way for what would become the Hurricane Watch Net. HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, says the net has been active for 156 landfalling hurricanes, including 60 major hurricanes, Category 3 or stronger. Of those, 12 struck as Category 5 hurricanes. The net's longest continuous activation occurred during Hurricane Matthew back in 2016, when operators remained on the air for 151 hours straight. HWN operates on 14.325 MHz and 7.268 MHz, often simultaneously, with net control stations strategically positioned throughout the region to maximise coverage. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
And now to the social scene, it's a date. Remember, you're all welcome to email text along with audio for this section. You can drop your text and audio to nationalnews@wia.org.au. So, what's happening in September? As Angelo told us at the top of this bulletin, it's the WIA Affiliated Clubs Briefing Webinar this afternoon, 4 o'clock, that's 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Time. For the whole of VK, particularly if you are in VK3, September 18 is the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's AGM and Lunch, Caulfield RSL. And in VK4, Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest and AGM, September 26, at Maraboon Powerboat and Ski Club, that's near Emerald Central Queensland. So now with September almost halfway over, I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker, and until next we meet, walk softly.
From Australia, This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.